categories of concerns that have been raised, which I don't think we can consider on an appeal like this. One are those issues that don't get triggered until later in the process. And I don't think at this stage we can anticipate problems with other permits that may be required to be obtained in connection with the construction. And the second have to do with whether we have the proper criteria to begin with for evaluating. And that, I think, is I appreciate the fact that the neighborhood leaders have come in and effectively argued that we might want to use a different formula for reviewing this. But I don't believe, sitting here on a Type 3 decision, we have that authority to essentially change the ground rules at this point. And I think some of the issues that have been raised may cause us in the future to come back and look at some of these issues. But I think we are bound by the approval criteria, and I think the narrow question before us is whether a burden of proof has been met. So while I appreciate the very thoughtful arguments that have been raised, I don't believe we have the authority to go outside this framework.
Any other council discussion? Thank you for your testimony. Carla, would you please call the vote on the motion?
Fish.
Again, I want to thank Ms. Kincaid and the individuals who've appeared here on behalf of the opponents. This has been a very thoughtful discussion. We appreciate greatly the time and energy you put into your arguments. And as you noted, you don't have the same benefit of access to outside professionals and others to guide you in this. But I found a lot of what you had to say interesting, well argued. I just believe, based on the instructions we've been given by counsel and the rules that have been set up, a number of those points we can't actually take up at this point. But we appreciate, again, the time and energy you've placed and the presentation you've made. And based on the my determination that the burden of proof on the opponent's side has not been met and that the approval criteria was correctly decided by the hearing officer, I feel constrained to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I do appreciate the appellant's arguments. But I do feel that the applicant has met the relevant standards in this situation, and therefore I vote aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Adams?
I really appreciate the very reasoned and cogent and passionate arguments made by the appellate, but it does not rise, given everything that Commissioner Fish summarized, it doesn't rise to the legal requirements. And so I vote aye. We are adjourned.
Nope. We need to set
tentative
continue
dates.
This
we
to
are
bring
not
it back
adjourned.
For findings.
Tentative dates. How long do you need?
Well, you have at the outset 2 weeks, so it could either come back next week or the following week.
Unless we get an agreement to extend the clock?
Correct.
So does the mayor have the authority to ask the applicant whether they would waive the clock in order to give us more time to do findings?
The mayor certainly has the authority to ask the applicant if they would extend the clock by another 2 weeks.
Knowing that our staff is quite burdened with many things that are going on. So who would that be presented to for approval if we were to make that request?
I think it would be whoever is representing the applicant, which I believe would be the consultant that made the presentation.
We have granted two extensions already. It's a little hard to swallow another one. Do you really need another one? I didn't hear from staff.
We could reconsider our vote and do that.
I am hesitant.
Do what you'd like.
I am trying to tread gently here.
There's an old expression about not snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. And
if staff needs more time, I just didn't hear from staff.
Are you willing to grant us a two-week extension?
Mayor Adams, I'm informed by staff that they can bring this back on March 3rd if we'll have the council members present on that date, and that will be within the March 5th deadline we have.
Not sure.
I show everybody present.
All right.
When will the date be? March what?
3rd? March 3rd.
Okay. All right, we'll hear this again on March 3rd.
Do you need a time certain time?
Yes. Well, or a time, either the 9:30 or 2 o'clock, depending on the calendar.
Probably the best on the regular agenda in the morning. We don't have a 2 o'clock that day.
Okay.
Regular agenda, 9:30.
On the 3rd.
Thank you.
Thank you all. We're adjourned. You didn't like that last one?
Not that I didn't like it.
I,